Yeah, they're 1250s. Excuse me. There are a bunch of them that are UHF, and I did, I found a 5550E that is a UHF R2. So I got to see, like I said in that text, I got to do a little Googling, maybe talk to Wally, see what he says. Because I know I've heard him talk about it before. But if you can get that R2 down into the 440 range, that might be a fun radio to have.
1600 hours. Cloudy. 29.
Yeah, you can. You can get those down. You can't get them much below 440, but they'll work perfectly fine in the you know, where you want them to, where you need them to. That's a DMR radio, and you're going to want it for that, and repeaters and everything like that. So, you know, what are you going to miss out on? Well, if you have anything down in the 430s, you know, like nodes, but you can nothing really seriously missing by having one of those pushed down to 440. Give you everything you need.
Yeah, I got to see what else is in there. I don't know. In the past I've looked into selling some of these as surplus, and a lot of times some of this stuff is just too old. There's not really a market for it. The one interesting thing will be is if a lot of it's UHF, there might be a market for it. We'll have to see.